Hey everybody, really great YouTube stream today. We discussed the probable insider trading that is happening with Azuki, considering Azuki's run up here and the rumors of a big funding round that are circulating around right now. Other than that, we discussed the mini fine art boom and ApeCoin staking, which is going live here in the next month or so. So Yuga Labs back in the market spotlight. At the end, we have some fun doing some bits. Nick plays some characters. He makes some songs. It's a good show overall. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, I see it.
Hello. Welcome to the NFT show. Today we're going to be talking about a few stories in the NFT space, the insider trading that might be happening on Azuki's NFT collection.
Uh-oh.
The action that we're seeing in the fine art market and Yuga Labs and Bored Ape Yacht Club ecosystem making their way into the market's focus yet again. They pulled another rabbit out of the hat. As always, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is insanely risky. So always do your own research. Don't buy the stuff that we buy on the shows. Don't do it. And if you enjoy the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, share it with your friends. Hit the like button. You're watching the video, hit the like button, and definitely subscribe if you didn't already. What are you doing? Come on. Gentlemen, Nick, it looks like you want to say something. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking about how I've lost like $1,000 or $2,000 so far in the past like week and a half just operating on this.
It's giving
on
you
this show.
Funny challenge vibes. Remember back then when that you were just losing money all over the place?
Here you go.
Good content though.
Lose it.
Like, it's been good content. And we've had chances to exit. Rango went up to almost 2 Ethereum after we all bought it at a lower price. So we had chances to exit.
We had the chance there.
We did. We did. So, I mean, what are we looking at here with that, with the Rang? Looking at 0.85. You know, there's a little pullback, consolidating, coming back. Maybe it'll go up. You know, the main action of this morning was a massive floor sweep on Azuki, a collection that we've talked about quite a bit in the past few weeks.
It's Azuki.
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 Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing a 12 ETH floor. A mere 10 days ago, week and a half ago, there was only one sale on the entire collection. A bit of a liquidity crisis, if you ask me. And that sale was at 7.6 ETH. So anybody buying down there was clearly making a really good decision because they're up almost 100% on the investment in about 10 days. The speculation is that there is a big announcement coming, realistically a funding round. That would make a lot of sense to me. There's some question marks surrounding the details of the funding round, whether one of the founders, Zagabond, controversial figure, will be let out of the organization or pushed out, I should say, in the process in similar fashion that we've seen in the past with other NFT businesses and controversial founders. Gentlemen, what do you make of it? Do we like Azuki here at 12? Do we like Beans at 1? Do we feel that it's a sell the news and the people that have the inside info will benefit? What do we think?
Yeah, I mean, as we talked about right before this show, I don't chase. Every time I do chase, I get caught. Like I chased on those mystery bulls, got wrecked on those. You just don't want to be chasing, especially in a bear market. For something this expensive to double in price ahead of a rumored announcement, you got to think, what's your ROI after that? Is it going to double in price again? I mean, maybe, right? But is it much more likely that you're going to get, if enough people are already in the know on something that's happening, they're accumulating, unless there's something so crazy that a ton of people plow in, then this is probably like, you know, the price that we'll see it at for a while. So yeah, I wouldn't buy after a run up, but I think it's pretty exciting. And this is like the first like non-Yuga Labs or like first project in that like branch to make like a significant run in this bear market. You know what I mean? Doodles had a little up and down and is actually holding pretty well after the fundraising announcement, but this is more significant, right? Like a true doubling in price or almost.
I'm wondering, you look a little funny. Why are you wearing those sunglasses?
It's probably because I had something for lunch that I shouldn't have. I had Chick-fil-A, and so it's just making me kind of feel like, you know.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
So that's pretty much how I feel. No, in actuality,
you love Will Ferrell, you know, early 2000s, specifically Anchorman jokes.
90% of my humor is derived out of that small period of time in my life. In actuality, I'm having a massive migraine right now. About once a year, literally one of my eyes develops a blur and it just makes my whole eye go completely blur. Yeah, then it goes away and I get a massive headache. And I've had this for about 15 years. Earlier on, I thought it was maybe a brain tumor and I was going to die, but it's been 15 years now. So if it's a brain tumor, it's either really slow moving or I'm in the clear. So I'm not going to get an MRI or anything. I just deal with it once a year. I get hit with it. It's my cross to bear.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. I'm going to be honest, like in the realm of potential things that I was going to hear, I was anticipating the setup for a big joke, but this joke has to do with may have a brain tumor. So moving on to the next story, Azuki. So what's the insider trading claim on this? I don't understand.
I'm saying like they haven't announced any funding round yet. Everybody's like, yeah, it's a funding round. And a bunch of people swept the shit out of the floor from like 8 ETH up to 12 ETH. So all of a sudden, if people are deploying hundreds of thousands of dollars all at the same time out of the blue.
Is this higher than Moonbirds?
I think so, which is gnarly. That's gnarly to have the floor of Azuki higher than Moonbirds. But if it's gnarly right before a massive fundraise, place your bets. Is A16Z in on the round? My bet is no. No.
I mean, the whole team used to work at Google, right? Remember that? Remember the
Google deal would be big.
Remember how they worked with Google and Facebook? And
Google Ventures must be in the round then.
What do you guys think the over-under? Do you really think that it would be like a Zagabond exit fundraise thing? Because those seem weird to me. Why do you get rewarded? If anything, I think you should have to stick around and work really hard for like 3 or 4 years and then get bought out. You know what I mean? Like, why, you know, like this is like the third time this has happened. It happened to Beanie. It happened to Cole Theorem. It's like, why do these people get bought out? Just, to, you know, they literally get a golden parachute. Just like, see you later, dude.
I mean, wait, who's getting golden parachutes?
Would Beanie get the exit?
Cole Theorem?
Oh, yeah. Million?
20 million.
Those are pretty awesome. It's like you can just like fuck people. Although he didn't like fuck people over.
Do you want to stick with us and you got to work real hard and deliver for years to come and maybe we go under and you get nothing? Or you could just peace out right now. No commitments whatsoever. When we'll give you like 5, 6, let's call it 7 million.
Liquid.
It's kind of like, ah.
I just want to clarify. Quickly clarify something as well. I made a joke saying rumors are circulating that the new Cool Cat CEO is pushing for an acquisition by Yuga. I have some commenters who think that's real. That is a joke. Okay. Referencing a previous space where I claimed that was happening. Also, shout out to Nick and She, who says, you guys need your own show. Really make me laugh every time. That's a great idea, Nick and She. Maybe we'll think about doing that sometime.
It's super awesome, though, that they've allowed us on as guests for this episode. And we are feeling some chemistry here. So who knows? Maybe they'll let us back on as like a trio sometime again soon.
Thank you to our network for letting us on. Not our show, but whatever show we're on that's not ours.
Shout out to YouTube. YouTube, thank you for allowing us to do this. We weren't expecting the ability to do so, but here we are. Kind of living our dream this time. I don't know. It's crazy.
I think it's crazy too. All right. So last bit on Azuki. Do we think that there's any, can you predict any curveballs or do we think just standard funding round, maybe an exit from Zagabond? Probably I'd say over 50% chance of that. Maybe not. And then they just pursue building a legitimate Web3 brand. That's my bet. Any curveballs either of you oracles could think about?
It could go up.
I don't actually see.
I don't even know.
Like there's.
I don't even know.
I don't even know. I have no foresight into this whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, buy the rumor, sell the news, sort of situation. I think is what is usually a good bet. That was the situation with ETH, you know.
Yeah,
that was the situation.
I mean, here's the thing: when you're in a bear market, I hate the people in a bear market that are just like attacking other projects. You know, it's like a bear that isn't eaten. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm hungry. Exactly. Whereas like, I'm like, you know, we got to root for what we got. You know what I mean? So like when you see Azuki make a run like this, you know, if you're in NFTs surviving this bear, you got to root that on. You know what I mean? You got to root stuff like that, because things like that happening, you know, positivity breeds positivity. Gains create gains. Liquidity generates more liquidity.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. So when we look at the top projects on OpenSea, Mutant Ape Yacht Club back on top, Bored Ape Yacht Club top six, Other Deed in the top 10. So three out of the top 10 projects, Yuga Labs ecosystem. Assuming that Mutant Ape Yacht Club is on top because it's more accessible than Bored Ape Yacht Club and still allows the owner to do the ApeCoin staking, which many people are thinking is an interesting thing to do. Nick, are you going to be doing this ApeCoin staking considering you have a Bored Ape and a Mutant Ape?
If I can figure out how to short it based on me being in New York, like someone sent me, I got DMs about different exchanges that support shorting. Can't use FTX. They still don't work in New York. And then I can't get some of these other exchanges. KuCoin, I think, was one of them. I don't think I can sign up for that. I was thinking of using my mom's address for that. But it's like, how is that going to manifest? Like, I just don't know.
There's Ledger X, but that's offshore, I think. I'm not sure.
If I had the ability to short, then yeah, I guess. The reality is it's going to cost me something like $60,000 that I would have to stake is the total amount of exposure.
For and then, what is and that, 1,000 ape coins or 10,000 ape coins?
Yeah, it's just 10,000 with the ape plus another 5 or 10,000 with the mutant and the
2,000 with the mutant.
Okay, well, whatever the numbers are, you know, tomato, tomato.
I love that the fact that this shorting strategy is getting popular, because essentially what it means is that everybody that has a mutant or a Bored Ape is going to get quote unquote risk free yield, and then everybody else is fucked. Because the yield got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, like where is that? Well, we're just airdropping it into us on a periodic basis.
People at like 30% APY, just rate naked staking.
But to me, that just feels like, okay, I offset it. I put in this money to get quote free money. But the reality is I think that yield, all that means is the price is going to drop down to 50 cents or something like that to recalibrate, so that we basically like, because nothing fundamentally has changed. All that this makes me think is like, sell ApeCoin basically right when this thing, when this information goes out. It just seems dumb.
I'm not even going to lie. For this to be done in 2022 makes me a little bit bearish on the ApeCoin. You know, they hired Kobe to give them
the tokenomics? Advice.
To give them advice. And he basically told them not to do staking. And then they just went and did staking.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's crazy. And he's like the smartest guy.
Yeah, he wrote this whole Substack or like Medium article about how like staking with no other function other than getting the coin is just like, you're essentially bribing people not to sell with more coins that you don't want them to sell. That's staking in a nutshell.
Nick?
What was the question you had?
I was going to say, did he propose a situation where staking makes sense?
Well, not in that article. I think in that article he wrote that back in like April or something like that.
Yeah.
Where he was articulating the whole staking thing and how dumb it is. I just don't understand. Basically, this market is irrational. And hands down, every time I'm like thinking, do I sell here? Like that's the thought going through my mind. Not just ApeCoin. I'm talking about Bored Ape assets, basically. Selling.
Today I was like, should I sell a Mebit for 3.5 ETH?
Well, I've
been off the books.
Well, I'm down on my trade with that, but
long term cap gains
10,000. Right? No, I've gone from 10,000 to 5,000. The mutant is long term cap gains.
You now definitely have long term cap gains on the Mebit.
No, I have long term capital losses.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Right.
And those long-term capital losses, those are easy to find. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe I should sell it and take 5K and just like come back, you know, another day. I do want to keep like some Yuga assets. I have the land, but I look at and I say, man, that's $20,000.
It was $27,000 like a month ago.
I have 6 plots of land and I feel like I'm so fucked.
You're not fucked for the long term, but you don't you don't like long term.
I actually am on Kix's page here with this, what is the when all of this plays out, what is going to be the net value on some of these different items? Like what?
Yeah, in the sauna after like probably 30 minutes into the sauna, just sweating, right? And then I just started doing some mathematical analysis on the lands, and I came to the conclusion that it's threading a needle for me to get even a 2x off of what I bought it for, and you know, much more likely I'm down bad. But I'm just gonna hold through it. Sometimes that's how you learn.
The problem is the strategy last year, it's not even a strategy. It was buy and hold.
It was
buy and hold through the world's one of the most epic bubbles.
2X, you were an idiot.
Ever has existed in humanity. Literally one of the greatest bubbles of all time just happened last year. It's not about being a genius. It was like you just lucked out. It was about
being a lucky bozo. Yeah, I was willing to deploy capital.
It was about hitting your head and forgetting your ledger passcode for a year. If you had a boating accident in June and you hit your head and you had amnesia for a year, you were the best trader of all time. Easy. That's what I thought about all the time on the couch late night. I was like, dude, if you had just hit your head really hard a year ago and just now on the couch you were coming to and you remembered your ledger passcode and that you had NFTs, man, that would have been better than using your brain, dumbass.
So specific. I love it.
I mean, let's do some math here, right? So we got other deeds, 1.75.
You know the best ones, the best pumps that have been the most true to any pump have been the ridiculous ones like Lana Del Taco. I look at that and I think that's where the truth of NFTs lies. Is it worthless now? Probably. Yeah.
What else is it going to be? Lana Labs, Nick.
It's still at 0.01. We were freaking at... Like, 0.06. That's when we got in. I think we got in sub 0.01.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a new paradigm.
That's
actually the math is looking better on other deeds, but that's because we've just gotten wrecked even farther than when I bought on the market cap. But basically, if you think that like land gets 10% of the value of whatever this system is, right? Because you think about in real life, right? Like, rent's not 90% of a company's, you know, revenue. It's like, you know, 10% lands rent, right? So let's call it like 10% of the ecosystem. Then you can times the market cap by like 10. So let's say the market cap for other deeds is like 300, 400 million. That means the game has to generate like $3 to $4 billion in revenue for us to break even at these prices. It's doable.
To make how much?
3 to 4 billion.
Billion.
Yeah.
Annual.
Lifetime, actually. If 10% of that value goes to...
Oh, well, that's way easier, you know? $3 to $4 billion in revenue. That's a very common thing. That's like...
Layup, baby.
But didn't apes generate $1 billion in overall sales?
But I mean, it was a speculative bubble. I mean, this whole thing's a big fucking Ponzi scheme. It's going down. We're going down. We're switching the whole business, guys. This whole thing's getting switched.
We're going to penny stocks.
It's been fun.
Get the pink slips, baby. You know, the pink sheet stocks over here.
Legitimately, we need to be like sweeping some shit. These are too legitimate. Anything that's too legitimate is just a lie. It's a complete hoax. Get rid of it. I mean, I'm seriously thinking. I'm just like, I have hundreds of thousands of dollars in NFTs. Is that smart?
No.
Like, doesn't feel like a smart decision. No. Like, I'm not on a macro. No. I'm not looking at it's being dumb.
I'll tell you what. In March, I would have been like, if you're going on a date, definitely talk about that. Now I wouldn't mention it. If you're on a first date, I would not even mention that at all. You think you're reckless, irresponsible, you know, just bad red flags left and right. In March, you'd have been like, this guy's pretty fucking smart.
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, well, last year, beginning of this year even, I was looking like a damn genius.
She probably like swiping right on Tinder was easy mode.
Dude, April, I didn't even post photos of myself, you know, because I was not on a dating app, in case you were wondering. I was still engaged to be, actually, no, I wasn't in April. Sorry, that was that was March. Anyways,
imagine meeting like a lovely lady, Nick, and she takes you back to meet her parents, and like your like dad's like a conservative guy, and you're like, "What do you do for a living, boy?" Like, I'm all in.
What do you do for a living, boy?
I'm all in on NFTs, sir.
I'm all in.
Virtual gold.
I mean, I will say I was chatting with someone the other day, and I was talking about the yield that I make on my Gemini, and they thought that that was very interesting because I was like, yeah, I'm offsetting my rent's technically too expensive for me, but I'm offsetting that with yield that I'm getting on GUSD. So it's not like I'm not actually really losing a lot of money. I mean, I'm definitely losing a little.
Why am I still not doing that?
Dude,
I do it.
Put in $500,000 into GUSD. You're making not 50,000, but like $35,000 a year, something like that. So you're making
you'd be making $3,000 a month.
$35,000 a year. Yeah, that's what that adds up to when you take
$3,000 a month, baby.
Sorry? Is it safe? Well, that's debatable. But we remember how we saw Luna collapsing. People still were able to protect like 96% of their gains. So
if they acted fast,
how much can you get off just that good old fashioned USDC? You know, that buttery gold.
Yeah, 3% right now. I think we saw, or 2.5%.
Like on dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2.5%. So $500,000.
Well, actually, when we get a 1% interest rate raise today, in a moment, then everything's gonna just absolutely collapse.
That'd be about $1,000.
Yeah, and all of your crypto that you own is basically going to be worthless. So figure out how you offset that. What's that?
Is that in an hour?
I don't know. I don't know the exact time.
FOMC.
I'm a little concerned about when that meeting is.
2:30 p.m.
Let me just send out a message to Jerome Powell right now. Hey, Jerome, can you put on the headphones? Listen to this, Jerome. Just wanted to tell you a little something. You're that punk bitch Danny. The fuck
I don't even know what that clip is from. Like, what the hell is that? Dude,
educate yourself. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle episode, classic. They're in the sewer. They're getting frustrated at each other because they're locked in there. Watch it.
When the market is up beforehand, I think it usually dumps afterwards. So I would not be shocked at all to see 1% market tank, ETH collapse. The value of my portfolio is going to go down by 50%.
What's the ETH collapse look like?
My prediction. Well, we definitely go back below 1,000 is what I'd be interested in. I honestly think we're headed for like, I don't know, 600.
Wow, that'd be pretty good. We're not
734. That's what I'm aiming for.
Why would you like anything then?
What's that?
Why would you hold anything? Just buy it for 50% off.
You're making a very good point, and that's making me think I may have played these cards a little too late here on this one. I am concerned.
Sound a lot smarter to sell it at 2,000, buddy.
Well, first off, I'm going to send you back 2 ETH here. So that's it.
Sweet. I forgot about that. That offsets my mystery bowl destruction.
I'm going to pay off some of my debt real quick.
Good,
and
throw an extra 0.001 on that for a little short-term interest.
We'll sync offline so I can just verify this address is correct. But
Test Tube Ted had a good point. He said that Nick should stream the Fed meeting. That's what Meet Kevin does. I don't know if you follow the Fed the way he does. He's been studying the Fed for like over a decade, but you'd probably still do a good job, Nick.
That'd require us figuring out how to like plug in all that stuff. His studio is like $100,000 worth of stuff that he has in there.
Wouldn't be hard at all.
It would require millions of dollars.
No, it would be a screen share. We could just literally do it. Maybe we could do it on this show right now.
Maybe that's what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the next subject, shall we?
Yeah, the next subject is fine art getting a little bit of action in the market right now. We have The Stoics by Gabe Weiss that has performed very well. There was every opportunity to get into this thing at, I believe it was around like 0.1, 0.15. Its top was near 0.4, like 0.35. So that's one that's done well. Fidenza.
That looks like Cardi B gens.
Okay. Fidenza looking.
It looks like what?
Party degens, kind of.
Yeah, it kind of does. And it also looks like there was another one that was like that back in the day.
Ether or something?
No. They were super colorful, the whole thing. In that sort of format. You know what I'm talking about?
Or Picasso?
No. That's another one. I don't know. Every single one of these has been an absolute revolution, you know? It's changing the game. Pia tells us that it's a new paradigm.
It's an artist putting out work. That's awesome. Fidenza had 3 sales today, 1 sale yesterday. That's much more liquidity. 1 sale two days ago, much more liquidity than you're normally seeing. Floor, I mean, the sales are at 118K, which is down from the 150K floor that I remember it was at when we were talking to Zeneca. Looks like someone snuck in a $94,000 buy 19 days ago. So that was a good one. This is on the back of Tyler Hobbs having a new innovative approach to generative art coming out. Nick, go ahead.
Micah G said it's superlative secret society.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Well, all of these are whatever you want to call it, neo-Picasso, neo-cubism, Picasso style. If anything, this is not as on the nose with that. But this is just another example of an NFT that is focused on, you know, just the art. And...
Is Kix frozen? What the hell?
I can't see the screen right now, dude. It's just all blurry. I'm like Ray Charles over here, dude. Just pure just audio, there like dude. This. I'm actually like, it's like the podcast, and it's helping me perform better because, you know, that's how I'm seeing. Yeah, superlatives. I remember that project. I actually traded it.
You traded it. But basically, my concern with all art collections that are high supply is if it's solely based on art. And Nick, I don't know if you went video off for a minute or if we lost you. It's hard for it to maintain any type of floor. Look who else just showed up, Kix. Kix, you're muted.
Don't show me this shit, dude. Don't
you dare. You think it's a buy at a quarter ETH?
Did I get one for free for top buy on Antari?
I can't imagine you did, buddy.
I don't know. It looks cool. I wish I had gotten this. I would take literally this picture instead of what I gotten. Not even revealed. I'll take the pre-reveal. I'll literally take the pre-reveal over the Mac computer I got.
What do you think? Quarter ETH fair?
Who's Butcher Bay? Is that a DJ? Butcher Billy?
Butcher Billy. It's someone with a long track record in NFTs.
Yeah, I'm a hard pass here, man.
Fuck no, we're not going back to Atari. There's no way in hell that we're going back to Atari. It's complete, like, we've been screwed over once.
Buy it, Nick.
There's no way. Dude, even if you bought this PO live on this stream, I would not touch this. If this thing pumps to overtake Bored Apes, I don't even care. You're not actually going to buy this.
I would literally never. In a million years. This is going.
We're the 3 best friends that anybody could have. We're the.
Okay.
This you is heard going. That? We heard it. Yes, we heard.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I was just getting my soundboard ready.
Look at the technical prowess of Kix. He might as well be a DJ.
Yeah.
About that.
Atari is nonsense. Move on to another brand. I can't believe we're even giving them screen time.
Would you take
this?
Would you take this
project?
Unrevealed picture over your Mac computer you got?
Sorry, what? Would I replace this instead of my computer?
No, like
the Mac computer
ones we got.
Oh, that bullshit that we got? Yeah. That's stupid. Oh my God. That thing was a complete disaster.
It pumped. It pumped.
What is CoolCat's floor looking
like? Look, yo, check out this pump, guys.
Damn.
That's a big pump.
It's up to 0.02. Holy shit.
Only 2% less. So that's bullish.
That's fucking bullish. That's the thing is like, look at this. Only wow.
Wait, but when did it pump back around 5.1? Is that, I wonder if you could like burn these to get the one that is actually worth something.
Dude, out of the, oh, there
can
two,
you?
It's weird. No, back in earlier August, right there.
Well, why are they selling right now? What's going on there? Does someone have some insight?
How high did that get over? Did we miss a selling opportunity on August 8th?
There was like a selling opportunity to sell.
What was
like
it at?
0.1.
It looks like there's one right now.
One?
I've liquidated.
This is why we need high rise. Like I should be informed via white glove service. I've given you a lot of money. You need to let me know when I can burn some of your crappy NFTs and get
our sponsor WGMI that sponsored our show has a newsletter, the news feed.
Beautiful.
It's not a newsletter.
But
it's an interactive.
It requires that. The only downside is, you got to get those projects. I don't know that they cover Atari.
They don't cover Atari yet. I hope they don't cover Atari, to be honest. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, I mean, look, some action in the fine art side of the market. Nick, you can pull up, if you want to pull up ETH technicals, we want to run through anything before we wrap here about where we're at. My side real quick, even though I know nobody cares, because if you bring up Bitcoin, people get triggered in the NFT space. We're still like 100 to 150 days out from cycle bottom, according to the Bitcoin cycle timeline. So it could get weird in the next 3 to 5 months. It could get really weird. Just saying.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, that's basically what I'm saying as well. And I'm thinking maybe it's time to reduce my exposure. Maybe I do something that's absolutely ludicrous. Maybe I take some like insane moves, but I'm like, am I crazy? Like, what am I?
What's the upside that a mutant ape is going to 2x in the next 3 months and you're going to look like an idiot? That's the downside.
Yeah.
Is that what's if you sell your mutant ape, your kennel dogs, all your Yuga assets except for the ape and the punk, and then sell all your other stuff, is the risk that we're going to see some insane bull run in the next 3 months on NFTs and everything's going to 2x?
Well, let's be clear. The ape and the punk combined account for about 215,000 of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I have. So that is a majority of the position at this moment in time.
Should have hit me up for that deal on the punk when you're running fucking victory laps all around the place.
I wasn't running them. You guys were the ones calling it a victory lap. I didn't sell. I held on to that.
Whatever.
You were gloating about your victory lap?
I wasn't actually. At no time was I. Every time you all mentioned it, I strongly worded a response which said, yo, I haven't sold it.
Yo, look at what John Best said. He said the previous Atari collection was called in my alpha group in August. Sounds like an alpha group I don't want to join. Like, what is that comment, like John Best? He's like, yeah, we called that one. Great. Like it down to zero.
A beta group.
Yeah, that ain't good.
People want you to stream the FOMC, Nick. Old Jerome.
He's speaking in 10 minutes, Nick. We'll just roll right into it.
Fine, let's just fill time and see what old Jerome said. Brace for pain.
Can you? Oh, Jesus Christ.
what just happened? What was that?
Well, the mic started tipping over because I'm using a different, I'm using this mic instead.
I like the idea of you holding it there and singing like you're in Creed or something. You're like, no, you know?
I know what you're saying. I mean, I actually could, through the vocal transformer,
let me see.
Do something like that. Well, this mic isn't plugged into that one, so I'd have to switch this all up. Instead, I can use this mic.
I'll work on an intro transformation right now for your monologue.
You're working on an intro.
Yeah.
Can we just see if you can stream the FOMC though?
Of course, I think
legally.
No, of course you can. Like,
yeah,
so,
it's federal, bro.
It's federal, man. Yo, we got that federal. Wait, what? Oh, meant to do this. Here we go. I think it's right here. Boom.
Yeah, anything on a .gov, you can just take it all. You pay taxes.
Do you hear this? Do you guys hear this?
There's no sound coming through right now. No.
No sound?
No.
Well, it works on my computer. Just send me the link.
Let me do it because I want to actually send me the link because I want to pause this when necessary. That's like an important component of this.
The link. There you go.
Because I'm going to have to pause it for some actual commentary so that you fools actually understand it. Because a lot of people just don't get it. But I get it.
Do you hear this audio? Drone gonna be hawkish for another 5 years, drive the economy into the ground. Interesting take.
You're not hearing this, right?
No.
What if I do it on YouTube? See if this one works. How about this?
Can't hear it.
Perfect. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to share something. This is a well-organized podcast, by the way. FOMC. Here you go. Can you hear that?
No, we don't hear it. You need to be in a browser that lets you share audio.
That is a browser that lets me share audio. Oh, you're talking about just in general?
I think so. It's kind of strange that the audio is not coming in.
Theo, so just so we're on the same page, you're executive producer. I'm the guy, like associate producer in the room that will hit the go button when you're ready for Nick's intro. When we switch screens into the FOMC, so just let me know. And it's top notch professional, so don't worry about it. I'll do the transition, kick it over to him, and let him pick off.
Maybe there's another thing that we can actually like. Does Spotify do like live FOMC?
The problem isn't like Spotify and stuff. The problem is getting the audio.
No, but if I was playing Spotify, you'd be able to hear it.
Is that true?
Yeah, because when I play music on here, check this out. Can you hear? 1 second. Well, I'm not playing anything right now.
All I got to say is you guys need to step up your audio game. I got the Rodecaster Pro. Like, about to be running laps on you guys. Just wait.
Okay, well, that's what I'm playing. Can you hear that?
No, we don't hear it.
Perfect. Okay, excellent. So, I know what the problem is.
You can just say back what they say.
Nick knows the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Nick is an audio whiz. He just takes him a second.
My computer is going incredibly slow, though, so that's one of the situations. Is there anything else left to discuss on the... We can stop viewing my screen because it's just not freaking working.
Well, if we could do the live stream of the Fed, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, geez, give me 1 second. But didn't it say it's at 2:30? I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's at 2:30, so we'd have to go 40 minutes, so we're not going to do it this time. But that is a good idea of something to do in the future. Maybe we do it on Twitter Spaces?
Yeah.
We'll definitely be able to do it on Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, and let's just get a little audience feedback on this.
We don't hear that.
Can't hear it.
We don't hear that.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. NFT Nick covering the FOMC meeting today. Is Jerome Powell talking about the markets? Just grab the horns by the bull. Other way around makes a lot more sense. We just take it, go to the moon. Over to Nick.
How's it going, guys? The FOMC meeting is coming up right now. Momentarily, Jerome Powell expected to absolutely destroy the market. We're expecting a 1 percentage point hike. That would be over what's expected because the market currently is priced in 0.75. He's been incredibly hawkish on the overall interest rate situation and inflation as a whole. We've seen core inflation increase despite, you know, energy slowing down its pace of inflation. So that's the situation that we're dealing with right now. The real question is, is Jerome Powell going to take sufficient measures in order to clamp down the pace of inflation among core assets? We're talking about food. We're talking about things like healthcare. We're talking about your day-to-day life where you're seeing prices appreciate. And the real question is he going to do that? A lot of Generation Y, Generation Z are all trying to buy houses as well. And over the past decade, we've just seen a regime of low interest rates adding to just drastic price appreciation, making it absolutely impossible for anybody within these generations to afford actual real estate. Instead, they've been paying overpriced rent for years, waiting for that day where they finally can afford it. Will this be, lead to that? Well, a lot of people are expecting that, but it's going to require at least 6 to 8 months for us to actually observe and see that play out. So that's what we're waiting on at the moment. Shortly, Jerome will be coming to the stage to give us some of that insight, to let us know what he's anticipating to go down. Why is Kix laughing? I don't know.
I'm enjoying it, dude.
He's fucking fantastic, man. No preparation. We didn't write this, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nifty Nick off the top of the dome. So, the man is talented. He might not have an eye for art, but he's got a mind for performance. Go ahead, Nick.
So, I mean, that's just what we're waiting to see. Right now, I don't know if you remember this, Janet Yellen, she's been yelling about as much, not that much recently. I'm going to tell you that much. Instead, now we're waiting for this Jerome Powell fella who plans on quitting. Our anticipation internally is what we've been thinking about is that he's going to actually try and absolutely destroy the market so he can sell high, buy low. You know, that's the sort of thing that we're kind of thinking about. And given the fact that he plans on quitting anyways, nobody actually needs, he doesn't really give a shit what happens in the market. Like, he still has a big house. He still hosts half these meetings from his fucking dining room table. He doesn't even care what the background looks like. That's the type of preparation that they're anticipating at the Fed. A lot of the people that I've spoken to, and I'm not going to name any names, but these are insiders that are associated with the Federal Reserve, with some of these banking institutions, with some of, you know, sort of the moneyed people that we would refer to. Based on what I've been hearing from them, they've been saying, actually, he's been doing a great job. I've also seen some commentary coming out of sort of macro-driven commentators within Twitter, where they've been saying, actually, you know, inflation, it typically sees these massive spikes, and then it comes back down. We see that over and over and over again. So a lot of people are expecting, and this is a subset of the market, is sort of expecting that actually we should start to see core inflation start to trail off as well over the coming months. So in the interim, while we're waiting on that, it sounds like the Fed is saying we're going to take aggressive measures to stamp that inflation out. So what we're expecting in about half an hour is for him to come out and deliver some of that repeated messaging and tonality that he's been delivering in recent months. We're expecting him to actually say, hey, things have not changed. We do continue to see continued inflationary pressure in the market. We've not seen savings rates increase to the level that we would anticipate as we stomp this out. So we're really expecting things to change. It's not really clear how this is going to play out. But what I would say, and a lot of people are wondering in the NFT market what's going to happen, for them, I would say they're completely fucked. Okay, so they're completely screwed. Are you holding on to some expensive NFTs? Get rid of that shit. I would dump it as fast as possible. Oh, you bought Ranga? You thought that that thing was the next big PFP while you were also simultaneously holding Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, Mutant Apes, and other items that are worth thousands and thousands of dollars? Is that what you were doing? Was that the decision that you were making? Did it seem like a smart decision at that time? Based on what we're anticipating out of Jerome Powell, I would say that ain't going to happen. Okay? You want to get rid of it as fast as possible. Sell that shit. Get rid of it. Kill it.
Well, there, we were just live with NFT Nick at the FOMC. I'm telling you what, he's making me and Pio in the studio here not feel too good about our recent NFT purchases. Pio, anything to say?
No, I think the Nifty Nick hit the nail on the head. Can't say I'm surprised that he did. He always does. And again, you know, the man might not have an eye for visual art, but he's got a mind and a body for performance. Everybody absolutely loves it when Nifty Nick takes the mic and he's able to create some really dope shit on the fly. Back to you guys in the studio. Anything before we wrap up?
I don't have anything.
We're the production level of this show is about to go through the roof.
Yeah.
And I hope you all in the audience, we appreciate you coming every day. Buckle up. We're about to go on a roller coaster ride together. Actually, more like a rocket ship ride together. And it's going to be a good time.
I hope y'all are ready.
Yo.
I hope you're ready for that FOMC. I hope y'all are ready. Ready to sell that NFT.
What are you doing over there?
I'm giving you a little beat, man. A little, you know, what's it called? Not monotone.
Give that. Kicks, what you doing?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I think you singing, though.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. As you know, your next show is Azuki, the anime, season 1, episode 10. It's been a great season so far. Also, if you didn't know, if you bought Mystery Bowls, you have less money than you did the day before. Hope you enjoyed this show. As usual, it's Pio, Nick, and Kix delivering you the best, most fun experience in the NFT space. Thanks
despite
for
the market
in.
It's fucking dead. Why are y'all watching?
I hope y'all are ready. Ready for this market to crash. I hope Kix is ready.
Hey, say that my kids are about to go from private school back to public school.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah, we want you to sing it.
Kix's kids are about to go back to public school.
Say something about like the school bus ride's cool.
Well, I got down on my luck.
Ooh.
I sold some NFTs and now I am fucked.
You're getting close to Morgan Waller.
Yeah, let's do a little blues. Ready, Nick? Bow now, no, now, now. Bow now, no, now, now.
Ow!
Bow now, no, now, now.
But I was sitting at. But that sounds awful.
Bow now, 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 now.
I'm not doing
now,
it.
Now, 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 now. Baritone.
You're going to get Nick up in there.
Now, 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 now.
Just getting that voice ready.
Now, 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 now.
After long night ice cream sandwiches.
Yo, Nick, man, you're not. You get so, like, clearly you're good at the mainstream stuff, but you can't really sing the blues. You got to learn how to sing
them. How about you shut that mouth? Take it, put it in the zipper, and then throw that zipper away. I never want to hear it again. Thank you.
Hold on, Mazin M is saying 75 bips. Is that that's confirmed? Let's confirm. Let's go back to Nick live at the FOMC.
No way. Is that right?
It spiked down initially, is what I'm saying. Is that what we've confirmed?
75.
Breaking news.
No, that's expected, not confirmed. Announced?
It's announced. It's announced. Let's Pio, can you kick it over to Nick live on air?
Hey, Nick, I'm kicking it over to you.
Sorry, that was. Thank you for bringing it back to me. Getting that mic out of the stage. Well, we're live on the scene here at the FOMC meeting. It does appear that Chairman Jerome Powell increased the interest rate by the expected amount, 0.75%, also known as 75 basis points. Initial action from the market is one which is uncertainty. We have actually seen the positive price action priced in. My guess is that's related to bearish sentiment that's coming out of his mouth at the moment. We saw ETH go from a high of 1413, spike as low as 1303. That's a 113-point range within a short period of time. Right now, the market's trying to price it in, figure out what to do with all this information, and it really can't seem to figure it out. We've seen it bounce off the lows. The market itself, still currently down, down 0.5%. That's where we're at right now. We're trying to figure out what's going on. I'm not quite sure what action to take here. It's gone back and forth. We're going to have to wait to see this play out over the coming days. You know, 75 basis points. So what was expected? We're really no surprise here. It's interesting. In fact, I would say that it's not completely surprising that they increased it, and it's all. What's more surprising is the fact that they didn't go harder, because we were anticipating, maybe some of us fringe people, we were anticipating a more significant move to say that we're really going to clamp this down. To see the 75 basis point move makes it almost feel like we may be coming close toward the end of this sort of basis point rate hike sort of a schedule. That said, 0.75% is a lot higher than we previously saw when we first began this with half percentage point raises. So this means like we're not out of the woods just yet. You know, awesome. We're just not out of the woods.
That was amazing, Nick Pio. Can you turn around real quick? Just right there. Perfect. And just count to five after you hear the music. Welcome back to the studio. It's Pio and Nick here. Breaking news after the FOMC meeting of all coins. Guess what goes up the highest? ApeCoin. Now it's 6:21. We're tracking that live on air right now. Pio, what are your takes on Jerome Powell?
I mean, my takes are that Jerome Powell is trying to light the world ablaze on his way out. He doesn't really give a fuck. Nick, is there some breaking news?
Yeah, that ApeCoin price is actually completely inaccurate. It's currently at 5.95. We saw it dump it down as low as 5.85. That's really fascinating. This may be an actual interesting opportunity to do a little bit more of a swing trade here. Let's watch the price action drop, pick some up, and then sell it before this staking information is revealed. Because as we all know, outside of Anthony in our comments, this is one of the dumbest ideas that we've actually heard. And if you're participating in it, you're bound to get screwed.
All I got to say is I've called two coins this week, XRP and ApeCoin. Check them both out. I don't know how to buy XRP.
You can't buy XRP. That's the problem. Like,
I don't. I think it's like online gambling. I think it's illegal for people to sell it to you, but not for me to buy. Right.
Well, who are you buying it off of? But also, gentlemen, breaking news. We are 7 minutes late to an internal meeting with some of the Nifty staff. They are waiting for us, the people that are on our payroll, and we have to go to that meeting.
Why don't we skip that one? We can punt that a week. But okay. Yeah, we can go to it.
Okay, we're going to go to that meeting, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, great talking to you guys. And it sounds like BitBoy Crypto is saying Bitcoin to 15K by Thanksgiving. What do you think of that, Nick, on the way out?
Love it.
Wow, what a crazy prediction.
Bitcoin below 19,000 right now. Holy cow, look at this dump. This one went as low as fresh lows hit 18,712. Bitcoin taking absolute fucking nosedive off of 19,884. Down a full 1,000 points on this. Very incredible to see this. Absolutely bonkers.
Nick, they want us to sing. They want you to sing again. Whatever genre you want is fine, and I'll support in however you want.
Well, like I said, I hope you were ready. Ready for an eat to dump. I said, I hope you were ready. Bow. Now I might take my own.
Keep going, Nick.
I got nothing to sing. I got nothing to add to this.
Could you sing about why it dumped even though we got a good number?
I got another song I'm working on, and it's all about how I'm depressed. So I hope you are ready. Hope you're ready for that. I said, I hope you're ready. Hope you're ready for that. Most people can't sing, but I was blessed with vocal cords. Man. All right. Well, hope y'all ready. Have a great day. I hope you have a great day.
You want to know another one that I was messing with there? Hold on one second.
You sound like a preacher. Take me to church.
One second. I got one more for you. What's that? You know what? Emogen Heap. This is going to be a throwback, this song. I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Is this the one? No, hold on. There's a vote. I'm blanking on what the...
the genre?
The is. No, it's where you're like, no, this is not it. But, oh, here we go. Oh, I think I got it. I think it's something like this.
Where
row wheat. You know that song? What the hell is going on? The song. Man, I don't know the lyrics.
Keep going.
Hold on. I don't know what that is. Anyways, we don't need to do it. Have a great day.
Turning the lights off since we're in bonus time.
Because of his migraine, that he gets a pass. See you guys later. Like the damn
He's
video.
Got a
like
migraine,
it.
And we want to stomp that out. I said he's got a fucking migraine, and we want Jerome to stomp it out.
Like the video.
He threw 75 basis points.
I didn't need that today.
But it didn't fix Kix's head.
Didn't make it go away.
He threw 75 basis points.
Right in the dome.
But his head feels like he's dead.
Feels like 150 over here.
Check out the price of Bitcoin. Because it's going in the trash.
Straight
in
down.
The trash, baby.
Check the price of Bitcoin.
Check it out.
You can wipe it with on your ass.
All right. Okay. Good times.
Price went up,
I'll see
ladies.
See you guys next year. It was fun doing this.
See you next year. This was a good run.
Hey, it was fun.
Made it far.
There we go. That was it.